from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
What's one thing we'll never be, Cakes?
A CEO, like our next guest, Mercedes Moné. She's in studio with us. She'll be defending her strong women's champion title at the NJPW Capital Collision Show tonight at the Entertainment and Sports Arena. The CEO currently holds 2 titles. She's also the current AEW TBS champion. You can get tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Welcome, Mercedes.
Yeah, thank you.
Boys, thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming in.
What's
and
up?
I have to tell you, this will be lost on her because she's too young and whatever.
Yeah.
But, and this is a total compliment. I'm getting downtown Julie Brown.
Oh, I've heard that before. I've gotten that before, and I'm
that's
like,
a good
who
call.
Is that? I gotta look it up.
Yeah, I know. No, but trust me, she was a superstar.
I can see some of that.
Give us your British accent, and you'll be her.
Hello, mate.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody. I just came back from England, so
that's all right. That's a good call.
It is a good call, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're prettier, but I mean, she's pretty too.
Thank you.
We met her at a Super Bowl party in New York. Was it when we were in New York?
I think it was Atlanta.
No, I think it was.
Oh no, it was Atlanta.
It was Atlanta.
It was a long time ago.
But yeah,
I had a picture taken with her. Still have it. Love the picture.
Yeah. Mercedes, tell us, we're not the most well-traveled bunch internationally, especially. Like, just give us like the places you've visited in the past month or two, like around the world.
Well, I just came back from London on Monday.
There you go.
I was there all week. Was in Wales as well for AEW Dynamite.
That's 2 different countries right there.
A month and a half ago, I was in Mexico. And just every single week, I'm in a different city and different town. And that's what professional wrestling is. We go all around the world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. It has to be exhausting, right? He's traveling for an hour, and he's dying and whining about it for two weeks.
I'm going to Nashville in, 9 hours.
Yeah.
I don't want to go.
It is hard. I feel like the travel is the hardest part about being a professional wrestler.
Yeah.
The bumps and the bruises I can take.
Now, do you get private? Do you get to fly private
sometimes?
A lot?
Sometimes. I love it when I get my little PK.
She's a CEO, right?
Hello?
CEO is
when you're a 2-time champion.
Come on now.
Definitely sometimes I get the PJ, and when I do, it's the best time.
Then it's amazing.
Yep. But even with first class, sometimes it can be so
hectic.
You
still got to wait. Yeah,
and how you
wait.
Sleep on the plane? Like I sleep like a cat. I wake up like all neck jacked
uncomfortable.
Up,
yep.
Should mention you came in here with your 2 belts. We just put the picture up on our Instagram, Sports Junkies Radio. Tell us about the 2 belts. One's purple.
Yes, the purple one is the one that I'll be defending tonight. It's the New Japan Strong Women's Championship. I won this about a month and a half ago. And then this is the AEW TBS Championship, which I won on my in-ring debut with AEW, which just tells you I'm the greatest in the world.
You are the greatest.
Did you want to be a wrestler like when you were in high school? Like,
even younger. When
really?
I was 10 years old, I watched wrestling, and I was just like, whoa, this is my calling. This is my sole purpose.
Who did you love back then?
I watched
10.
Wrestling when I was 10, too, but I didn't turn into a wrestler. I didn't follow that path. It's pretty amazing you turned it into your career.
It makes me like the legit super fan if you love it that much that you want to perform and be a professional wrestler. It was Eddie Guerrero who I started watching. And I was like,
he was a WCW guy.
He was WCW and WWF. And I was
that's right, eventually.
My God, I just was so in awe and captivated by him. And I always like to tell people, I want to be the female Eddie Guerrero. And I feel like I am.
What was Eddie's like? Did he have? What was his
super
signature
athletic.
Move?
He
was like flying off the top rope.
He did everything. He did high flying. He was technical. And what I really loved about him is the lying, cheating, and stealing. Mm. He came out with low rider cars, and he just looked so awesome. But it was really the lying and the cheating and the stealing that was captivating to me. Like, he would do anything to win. He would cheat behind the ref's back. He would do something fun with his opponents. But he was just, and like, just so inimitable that you had to watch him.
Who
like
I knew Pedro Guerrero. I didn't know Eddie Guerrero.
Who are some of the oldest wrestlers that you can remember watching? Like, because we go back to, like, Hulk Hogan,
Bob Backlund.
Look, we know we're way older than you.
I mean, all of those guys, because when I started watching at 10,
yeah,
I became a student of the game. I went to the library and looked up all of the old stuff. I watched everything.
Jimmy Snuka, Andre the Giant.
Big John Studd.
Everybody. Yeah. The British Bulldog. Yeah. I mean, there were so many.
George the Animal Steel.
And still to this day, I go back and watch old wrestling. I'm still a fan, and I'm still a student of the game every single
day.
Did
you play sports in high school? You soccer player?
No soccer. No. Track and field, basketball, softball. That's about it. Yeah.
Oh, we heard that you. If the Wikipedia is right, can you play who she's related to?
Certainly.
This is one
Can we light it up right now? So yeah. Know?
Yeah.
She wants to light it up.
I want to smell something good.
Here, play it again.
I'll play it again.
Here you go. Now you got your headphones on.
I mean, she should know who it is.
Are you related to him?
It says it's your cousin.
She thought it was going to be Snoop.
It sounded like a little, yeah, who is that? Something like Justin Bieber.
William Norwood?
I got a chuckle.
I am related to him as well.
I didn't know that's his song.
I didn't know that one.
For us, that's his first
cousin, distant cousin? What's the relation?
My first cousin.
He's your first cousin.
You didn't know the song?
I haven't heard that song. I got to add that to my Spotify.
About, is Brandy
you know what it's about, right?
What is it about?
About Kid K.
You're hitting it.
Oh, he hit it? I hit it every week, too. Every Wednesday at AEW Dynamite on TBS, I hit people. I hit my opponents, too. So it's good.
Are Brandy and Ray J brother sister?
Yes, they are. Mm. Yeah.
She's related to everybody.
Well, she's also related to Snoop Dogg.
And Snoop Dogg, which I was, you know, that's what I said. Thinking. Let's roll it up. Let's light it up.
Yeah, that's what I know. So how's Ray J, first of all, your first cousin? So
something to do with my uncle. I don't know who's his uncle, but him and his uncle are related. So
okay. And yeah. Then how is Snoop?
My dad is his dad's brother.
Wow.
Yeah.
Snoop, by the way, superstar of the Olympics, right?
Oh my god.
Stole the Olympics.
Yeah, he's so iconic.
He was really good.
So good.
Really good. Got paid great.
You'd be good too for $500K a day.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody'd be interested.
What, over $10 million? Right, oh, I love that nice type of money. Yeah.
Going back to your athletic background, did you do gymnastics?
No, surprisingly, I didn't.
Track and field, though.
Track and field.
What were your track and field disciplines?
What is it? What
your favorite?
100 meters.
Okay.
I was the fastest girl in Iowa at the age of 12.
Oh, so nice. Look at
that. Thank you. I'll see you at the Olympics.
At the age of 12, was that the peak?
Yeah, that's my peak. I stopped after that.
That's amazing.
How did you develop your characters? Because you have to learn to wrestle.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you went to a wrestling school.
I did.
Oh, you did?
I joined a professional wrestling school in Boston when I turned 18 years old. Trained every single day and traveled all over New England. And then 2 years later, I got a tryout with WWE, and I asked them every day, I'm like, can I get a tryout? Got signed by them, was with them for 9.5 years.
Like, wow. How many people are in your class when you show up for the wrestling academy? Is it 50? Is it 100 people?
It was 15, and I was the only girl.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That how many of them actually made it to the big time?
I would say about like 6 of them out of my school.
Good.
My school in Boston, it's called the New England Pro Wrestling Academy. They have like the top rate of people who get inside. It's a really good wrestling school.
It's pretty good.
So your real first name is Mercedes,
yes.
But when you were in WWE, you were Sasha. How did that name come about?
Well, with WWE, they love to own the IP of everything that you do. So they said, come up with a list of names. And I came up with Sasha and Banks with a different first name. And they just went, you're going to be Sasha Banks.
Uh-huh.
And that was my name for the past 9 years.
And then they own the name.
They own the name.
Because I kind of get the vibe that the CEO bit is because now you've taken control of your career.
There you go. I was the legit boss in WWE, and I leveled up and I became the CEO of AEW because I really legit, outside of wrestling, inside of wrestling, I want to be the CEO of my own life. And I want to teach people and tell people, they need to be the CEO of their own lives too. Take control, take a stance, and don't let anybody tell you what that you can and can't do.
What was harder to becoming a professional wrestler? Was it the wrestling and the shtick and everything that's involved in the athleticism and that, or the mic work and that sort of thing?
A little bit of both. Especially being a woman, like coming in, people are like, you're a wrestler, you're too small, you're too pretty, you're too this. So it's really showing people that I am strong enough and brave enough to be in the ring just like the guys and do it better than them. And of course, the showmanship and the entertainment and being larger than life, that's hard as well too. But
oh, yeah.
I love it. I love dressing up. I love being loud. I love the colorful hair. And I love hearing the reactions from the crowd. So the mic stuff is just the best time too.
So you love that.
Did you overlap with Jason's girls? He used to love the Bella twins, right?
You love the Bellas?
Did you go out with them one time?
I did.
Those are my girls.
In Reston, Virginia at the Reston Town Center. Went out to a couple bars and had they were awesome.
Oh, great. They love to get down.
Not ugly either.
No, they're so beautiful. Beautiful twins.
And what was the most serious injury you've had?
My worst one, I broke my heel last year. I was in a boot for 4 months.
Wow.
I dislocated my pelvis, had broken ribs, broken noses, but breaking my heel was the worst.
AEW have good benefits?
Oh, they have the best benefits. They have great medical. Yeah. I get PJ here and there. The payments are amazing.
They match.
We love everything with AEW and Tony Khan.
All these things are important.
Yep.
It's very important.
It is dollar for dollar.
Especially for a CEO.
What I was curious about, and I've seen like behind the scenes, but when you have a match, obviously you know you're going to win or whatever. But sometimes you guys don't script out the moves, right? How does that, do you just give like a wink? Do you say what you're going to do? Like, I mean, obviously you went to a wrestling school about it, but let's say you're wrestling Cakes. Mm. Like, how do you know what's happening next?
Well, if I'm going to wrestle him, I'm not going to tell him anything I'm about to do. I'm just going to free flow it.
We're going
to
be spontaneous.
We're going to be spontaneous and just go with the flow.
Perfect.
Really, it's just all with the crowd, too. You want to hear their reactions off the crowd and feed off their energy. So sometimes you can plan things in the back, and if they're not reacting, you got to change things on the fly.
Back and forth.
But it is back and forth. But just the many years of practicing and training in the ring, you're prepared to take all these bumps safely and effortlessly. Sometimes the moves really hurt and you can get injured or get injured. And sometimes you don't know who's going to win. When I broke my heel last year, I was supposed to win this championship, but I was too injured that I was told the girl, I'm like, you're going to have to win this title because I can't even stand up.
Right.
So you never know what's going to happen in wrestling. And I think that's what's the funnest part. It's like, yes, it's live. Yes, it's predetermined, but you have no idea what's going
on. It's wild. So it's almost like a dance. Like
it's a dance. It's a show.
Or you're freestyling. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's like a freestyle.
Yeah.
That's wild. I thought it was more predetermined than that. I didn't realize it. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was like, okay, I'm going to start with a suplex, then you do this. I mean, I don't even know all the names and moves. But
you can. If you're going to start with a suplex, I'm going to think of something to get my finisher on you right away, you know, to counter that suplex.
What is your finisher?
My finisher is the Moneymaker.
Oh, very nice. Would you like
Valdez's too?
Would you like me to try it on anybody?
Would you like to see it? No, the guy in the studio back there with the hat. He's
a wrestling guy.
He loves
his he's actually going to come to the show tonight, so he gets to see it in person.
Oh,
so
okay.
I'm willing to get chopped. You know, Shawn Michaels came to my school
chopped?
Like 8 years ago,
chopped?
And someone took a super kick.
We can do one of those.
You want to do one of that? You want to chop him?
You can chop him for sure. You got to take the shirt off, though.
Please, no jewelry, though. I'm not trying to bleed.
I'll take it off.
All right, come on in here.
Let's see how loud this is.
Come on in here, buddy.
This is going to be good.
Who gave the best chop? Is that Ric Flair?
Ric Flair, and I've taken many chops from his daughter Charlotte.
Yeah, you're going to chops
chop
suey tonight, right?
Chop suey.
Oh, chop house.
No, that's on Sunday.
You gotta take a shirt off.
You gotta take that shirt off, baby.
The shirt's definitely coming off. That's the way to do it.
My hands are sweaty.
That's
probably
fine.
Probably want to take your glasses off.
Yeah, the glasses are probably going to come off too.
I can't lose this.
Look at
we'll put
D-Day.
It up on our Instagram.
Up big.
Dent
we love
day.
This.
I didn't do nearly enough push-ups before.
Let's see what you got.
It's fine.
Woo!
There we go.
Day.
All right.
You can definitely be a wrestler.
The mic because we need to make sure that's.
Hey, Drabby, come here, produce. Hey, Denton, help.
Hey, Denton, just a few hours ago, you were breaking down the Carolina Minnesota game.
Yeah, well, I was talking college football.
make sure the mic is near, Drabby.
Now he's doing this.
We're gonna make sure this is properly produced.
All right, hold on. This is going to hurt, dude.
My parents are going
to love Mercedes Monet about to give Denton the chop.
She's like prepping the chest.
Yes, oh, yeah. Because even that feels a little
The chop
rough.
Area.
I'm No, but yes.
It's already red.
Oh, this is going to be great.
Oh!
Hey, one more. Hey, one
I hope
more.
That hurt you.
That wasn't that hard.
Our producer said one more.
Make it even. Harder. Make it even.
Man, it's ready. I'm ready. Look at that.
I'll do my second one. So that was a side chop. I like to do the overhand chop.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Overhand, please.
Just think, Mike Moore, you were going to do this.
Oh, wait. It's because it's too hairy.
That's not fake. She's really hitting.
Yes. Look at that. Look at all this. Oh my God.
D-Day. Just made his D-Day.
This is battle scars right here.
Yeah, dude.
You gotta run to the
bathroom. I have to say, red is your color. It looks
red.
Good.
Is his new color.
Oh my God.
He does root for the Liberty Flames, so they have red in their uniforms.
Go tell your wife.
I saw all the tattoos, too, because I've always seen a little creeping out.
It was innocent.
That was innocent. She was only rubbing your nipples a little bit.
Keeping you warm.
So red.
Jeez.
Do you like a man with a hairy chest?
That didn't feel too bad. I get cold a lot, so I like someone to keep me warm. So, yeah.
All the wrestler guys, they all shave their chest, right? Nobody's got it.
Generally, yeah.
Yeah. And their legs, too.
I shaved my chest one time. It backfired.
Was it a great look?
It emphasizes every...
Sure.
What was that, 1993?
Every fat cell you have in your body.
Your hair.
It is disgusting. You got to be ripped.
You
gotta be rich.
It's not a mid 50-year-old guy's game.
No, I mean, I did it like 20 years ago, but it was a bad look. Yeah, it was a bad look. Yeah. Didn't work.
Probably not the move.
All right, so how can people get tickets? What do they have to
Ticketmaster.
Do? Ticketmaster.
And it's tonight.
Yes.
Entertainment and Sports Arena.
Yeah.
And the name of the show is
Capital Collision.
I like
Cap Collision.
Yeah.
Well, it's gonna be a packed house.
Who do you face?
March, like,
Momo Watanabe.
Mono Watanabe?
Momo Watanabe.
Momo Watanabe.
Watanabe's pretty good.
She's from
good
Japan
NBA
in stardom.
What is she known for?
She is known for her knee strikes, and I'm also known for my knee strikes, so I feel like this match is really going to be some knees for knees, some
knee
in the faces.
I
can warm up with some knees to your face, too. Who's next? Get him. Everybody, get in here.
Everybody.
Hey, as long as I'm not getting kicked in the head, I'm all good.
We ended on a high note, right? Yeah. We'll probably knock the guy out.
We're good.
Yeah. All right, Mercedes, best of luck. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Of course.
NJPW Capital Collision. Tonight at the Entertainment Sports Arena, you can go see the CEO. She's got two titles. She's got the belt. She's got the purple belt. She's got two belts. She's the CEO. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, guys.
We'll be right back.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Watching Denton Day get karate chopped by Mercedes made me think of probably one of my all-time favorite just quick moments on the show was when Greg Berube
put Cakes' shirt over his head in like a half second.
Yeah, I mean, like he'd done that probably 1,000 times out on the ice, and it was terrifying. Like when he just grabbed my shirt or hockey sweater, whatever I was wearing, and pulled it over my head, and I couldn't see anything. I was like, well, if he wanted to, he could just knock me senseless here if he wanted to.
Right.
And that's what he would do out on the ice against his opponents.
I thought she was being very sweet. She was like rubbing his chest to warm it up before she smacked the hell out of it.
She gave him several good smacks.
Yeah. She was rubbing his booty. Really
that was violent.
Back. Huh?
That was violent.
Violent? Yeah. Well, it was kind of hot. She was rubbing
it was kind of hot, too.
She's kind of hot.
Do I get props on the Downtown Julie Brown?
Yeah, that's a good call.
That's a good call.
More back paddle.
Well, I mean, no, seriously.
Maybe she can slap your back instead of pat it.
Yeah. Yeah, slap it like really hard.
I just got the video of
more
both
attractive,
of the,
though. More attractive.
I got probably the video up on our Instagram. Give us a follow, Sports Junkies Radio. You can see the two chops. The first one was the side chop. The second one was the overhand.
Well, the second one was two. She gave two chops.
Yeah.
She was trying to get a good sound, but the hair was ruining the sound.
He's got quite the sweater.
There was a part of me, if it weren't on TV, I was going to say, pull your pants down, let her smack your ass. Although he's probably got a hairy one, too.
I mean, yeah, if his chest is that hairy, you can only imagine.
You can only imagine,
he's probably got hair everywhere.
Nobody was racing to take their shirt off for her, though.
No, why would you be?
I said that to Denton. I said, the bravest part wasn't getting smacked in the chest. It was the fact you took your shirt off on air.
Right. All right, no one's doing that these days.
And it goes all over social.
Yeah.
Have fun with that.
Yeah.
No, she was cool, though.
No, she's very nice.
A really cool chick.
Very, very cool. Yeah.
So go check her out.
I thought it was funny that she didn't know her cousin's most popular song.
It was also a little confusing because generally your cousin, you'd be like, well, it's my you know exactly who it was. She was kind of struggling to kind of figure out.
Might not
who it
be
was.
First cousin, but she said first cousin. Who knows?
She probably doesn't know her cousin sang a song about banging Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, I mean, they probably talk about that a lot. It's not the family reunion.
I love how you guys act like that was a Billboard top 10 hit.
That's a good point.
Well, on this show, it is.
Honestly, on this show,
it's my only reference point for Ray J.
Will you do me a favor? I'm curious. Look on Spotify how many spins it has, or downloads, or streams, or whatever they call it.
57. All from Washington, D.C.
No. Will you look, please? Ray J's famous. For banging. I mean, he's famous for banging her, but he did have a. I mean, he was an
17
artist.
Million.
17 million. 17 million, Drabby. That's a lot. It's
closing in on 18 million.
That's a lot of streams.
on that song alone?
Yes.
Yeah.
No way.
Says, I hit it first, single, 2013. 3 minutes, 25 seconds, 17,845,371.
What's his most popular song? Is that his most popular?
No, he has a... Hold on, I'll find it.
Because I don't know anything.
Find out what
One Wish.
How much is that?
$152 million.
Oh, okay.
Wow, that's a lot.
Sexy
like a
Can
lot.
I, $174 million.
Wow.
He had some biggies. But $17 million is a lot.
$17 million is a lot. There's a lot of bands out there that would kill to have 17 million streams of their friggin' song.
I'd have $17 million.
Yeah, well, all of us would.
Jason's eating his home.
I'm starving. I feel like I'm going to faint.
Oh, yeah. He definitely got that at home.
I feel like I'm going to faint.
Is that where he gets his banana all the time, too?
No, I bring that from home.
What's your blood pressure? I'm a little worried about Jason.
Why?
It's just during one of the breaks, he was like, I got so many things to do. He's like so...
He's very stressed.
Look at him.
I take my BP every day. There were some days where it's like 143 over 96, but...
What, do you have a blood pressure cuff at your house? When you go to Safeway?
It's an Omron. It's like a machine.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. No, because I went to my doctor because she said, come in. We got to check your BP a little bit.
It's a little shaky?
But some days it's 101 over 72.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's all over the place.
Yeah. I think it's because you're angry.
What are all the
person.
Things that you have to do?
Like, I think it's because I got, like, when I have a lot of my mind, then it's going to be higher. When
mine's
I'm chill.
Mine's racing.
So I don't have a blood pressure problem, but there are times where it's higher.
You have a stress problem, I think.
I think so.
I hope when I send you the fantasy team I draft for you tomorrow, that your
it's
blood
a low
pressure
BP.
Goes down.
Yeah.
That it dips.
Yeah.
I honestly think that notebook is part of his stress.
Yeah.
He'll say it's not.
Well,
but, like, he works on that notebook.
JP, just
can you show the camera? Like what you do by hand.
Why? It's because just... we're in the survivor pool with Jason. So he has to formulate. Not that's only the formulate second, everything.
Look at this.
These are then, all the people that are in it.
Then he sends out an email detailing then, everybody's
no, just show the page. Lift it up to the camera.
All right.
No, what is that page?
But what does that gibberish even mean? Like,
it's got everybody's pick. Five picks. Then he has to go and correct all of them to see if anybody missed.
I can't even read
then he's got to send an email. I'm telling you, that would stress me out.
It's a disaster.
This is your soccer coaching.
Well, let me tell you something.
It's not even that difficult.
I would question any result. I would appeal any result. Like, if I don't win it, I'm appealing.
I have my own record keeping.
Yeah. You're going to be chock full of mistakes.
He's very thorough.
No, no, I send an official email, a pick email out. If there's any mistakes, people come back.
I think Evie's on some, because where he could miss, and look, I'm not going to do the research, is in week 10, when there's still 25 people that are still alive with three different conferences left, I'm not tracking whether you've used a team twice. We're relying on him to track on whether a team has been used twice.
I'm just tracking my own.
Right.
I am relying on him to be up to date on everybody else.
He's tracking. You're probably struggling to track your own, Cakes. In week 10, you're not going to remember if you use Michigan State, right?
Wrong, because I've got the grid.
Okay.
I go by the grid, Rick. This is the only way I can keep it.
It's not that difficult.
This is why I don't do it. This is why I don't do it. Eric.
This is my own madness.
But the point is, that's one. Yes, he's doing 50 of those.
I know.
It's not that difficult to comprehend because I send out weekly emails with all the picks. So if you check your email, all right, that's the pick. All right, you're good.
And then I
email the standings.
All week,
eons.
How long, honestly, how long does it take you to send to prepare an email?
How long is eternity?
Because that's honestly, does it probably take about an hour?
It's all on record. It's all in. It's all in print. I mean,
God bless you. Does it take probably an hour to send the email to compile everything?
It has to type all NC State, Mizzou,
to do the statistics and everything.
All for 50 people.
What's that? What do you mean statistics?
Whatever you're doing to figure out who won where and all that.
All you got to do is who won the game. Did Maryland win? They either won or lost.
No. Well, I didn't look up everything because I barely pay attention.
EB, that's not surprising.
This is why it takes forever. Because for every person in the field, for JP, he has to type out Wake Forest, NC State,
Cincinnati,
Alabama. Right. It's like five teams. Then he has to go to the next person. Do the same thing for 50 people.
All right, hold on. Yeah. All right. When someone sends me the picks on email, that's when I put it in the draft of the email. So it's not like I'm doing all 52
you're doing a
people.
Cut and paste.
I'm not doing them all at one time.
Right.
I'm not cutting and pasting. I'm adding the teams on the draft.
But how do you
email
keep
draft.
Track of whether Cakes, okay? I'm just using Cakes' example.
Yeah.
Whether Cakes has used Michigan State
this
in
close
week,
to him getting the week 10.
Oh my gosh. All right, let's go to Cakes. All right, let me find out Cakes.
He has his own page.
Yes.
Hold on.
It's the only way you keep track of it.
Hold on, where's Cakes? All right, here's JP. All right. This is so simple. There's week one.
Yeah.
All right, there's the columns of the conferences.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. It's not that difficult. And then you've got Duke. All right. So I'm going to know if you've used Duke more than once. Because if you have Duke in week five, I'm going to know, bro, you've already used Duke.
So what are the things? You said you got a million things going on. You were like, JP, you don't understand. I got so much going on.
Here it is. United Airlines sent me an email. Quick reminders about your upcoming trip.
More stress. He's a meet record keeper.
I did want to tell you.
Maybe it's a talent
he's
of his.
Very good at
Drabby, what do you got?
I wasn't going to bring this up, but now I have to after all this bravado from Bish Bucks.
Why? It's not really bravado.
Okay. All right,
go ahead.
I got a text message from a listener of a screenshot of an email.
Uh-huh.
And it's the title is Slider Cup, and the email was sent yesterday.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And at the end of the email it says, and for the biggest F-up of the year, we had one sleepy. And the ironic part is this guy wakes up earlier on a daily basis than anyone. Uh-huh. This player was also talking about this morning on a radio show about how all his fantasy football leagues he's produced massive stress and anxiety in this very pool I'm talking about.
Uh-huh.
I'm speaking none other than Bish Bucks, who will finish this year's Slider Cup season with one of the most surprising sleepies of all time.
Yeah.
Double Sucker MC. Jason, looks like Jason forgot to
cheesy language.
Put in his golfer.
You forgot to put your golfer.
This is what happened.
What about Sam Burns?
I didn't forget.
You got burned by Sam Burns?
No. You want the true story?
Yeah. Yes. I need it.
I didn't forget. I had a list of all the golfers I used in the Slider Cup. It's kind of like what we do for our golf major pools.
Yes.
You pick one American, one international.
Okay.
down to 30 players for the tour championship. On my list, I had already used all 30 guys. Mm-hmm. All right. So I didn't sleep on it. I just didn't enter it because I didn't have anybody I could enter.
I thought you had Sam Burns.
Oh, that's another pool. Oh, my God.
Blood pressure spiking.
I'm trying to explain. So I didn't forget. All right. I just said, I'm out. I can't use anybody. Now he comes back to me and says, bro, you could have used Xander Schauffele and Tommy Fleetwood.
Okay.
I think he's incorrect. I think I used Xander earlier in the year. Fleetwood, fine. But if even if you only have one guy you can use, mm-hmm. you can't win.
Right.
So there's no point in even entering your golfers. So that's why I didn't enter the golfers.
That makes sense.
I brought this up.
Valid reason. Yes.
I brought this up a little bit because I wanted to set this up to get to.
My head's going to
somebody. Somebody tweeted us, EB.
Yeah.
You're going to kick out of this. And I don't know whether this is true or not, but he's got screenshots. And he says, Lurch's trip already derailed as inbound flight from Austin damaged in hailstorm. Should have gone private again, cheap ass.
hold on.
And so apparently he's tracking whatever.
This flight is already delayed?
According to this, it says gate departure.
How does the listeners
I don't
all know your
flight? Because I said what time I was leaving and
what time were you supposed to leave?
And I said I was on United, 5:41.
Yeah, it looks like it's leaving now. Take off at 6:36.
Oh. Blood pressure through the roof.
See, this is why I never travel anywhere. I swear to God, I hate it.
Dagger!
And I only fly a couple times a year, and I will go to Pebble, issue. We're going to Nashville, issue.
Is it United?
Yes.
Dagger!
United 1783 sucks. Or 1873?
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. I don't know who this guy is.
Fuck is so
but
busy.
This dude,
oh my God.
Caddy, gets all of your flight info.
That's probably the same guy who
is he
knew.
The guy that knew what was going on when he went to Pebble?
Yeah, yeah. It probably is.
I don't know.
People are so... Hey, can we have a weekly Tilt Lurch segment?
Oh my God.
That's so funny.
So now it's 6:30. It's probably good.
How does hail in Austin, Texas affect you?
It slows
down the flight that's coming here from Austin, Texas.
Maybe they had to switch planes or something. Donkey of the week.
No, I mean, I know, but it's just it seems outrageous because he also says that the it says here arrived over 2 days ago. I don't know.
Dude, so many people love Mercedes.
Yeah.
So many people were saying she's the GOAT. She's the GOAT.
She was awesome.
The GOAT. No, she was great with us.
Yeah.
But she really does have wrestling people really love her.
They're into her.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I'm gonna guess the entertainment and sports arena is gonna be packed to the gills tonight. I would think.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a relative 4,000.
She's doing
capacity.
A signing or anything before.
I don't know.
Yeah.
No, she just said she had one online interview with TMZ the rest of her day. That was the only thing on her agenda.
Right.
You know what? Maybe I'll just drive to Nashville.
They're not doing that. That would be the dumbest thing you ever did. That'd be literally the dumbest
I'd probably
thing.
Get there around the same time.
Wow. Do you want to do that?
No, I don't. I'm not doing it. I'm kidding. It just adds to cakes. I got to take my
But now you have more time. You told me that you have so much going on today. Yeah, you have so many things to do. Now you got extra time.
Yeah, but now he's going to be tilted.
What else do you have to do? You got to pack.
Yeah, I got to pack. I got to take care of my dog. I got to get the TV to my neighbor's house because couldn't do it yesterday because it was storming.
Right. I got to go to the bank.
I got to go to the bank, get cash.
Got to go to the bank.
At least it's cool out today. You're not going to be delivering the TV in 90 degree heat.
No,
that's a small life win.
I know. All you got to do is drive to Richmond. Oh, big deal. I got all kinds of crap. I got to do.
All right. Well, you're going to watch Virginia Tech play football.
In the passenger seat.
All right.
We'll be joined.
Can I get on the Tech flight? When's Brent Pry?
We'll be joined by Bill Ross.
He's leaving before you.
The voice of the Hokies next here on the Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Jason's heading to Nashville at some point, maybe later tonight, later than he thought.
Ugh.
And he's going to go watch Virginia Tech play some football. We're going to talk to the voice of Virginia Tech shortly, Bill Roth, and he joins us right now.
We got
him. Of course, you can listen to the game on 99.1 here, starting at 10 a.m. That's Bloomberg 99.1. What's up, Bill?
Nice to talk with you guys. We are en route at this very moment to Nashville. Usually it's a bachelor party that we're going to in this town, but instead it's a good football game tomorrow to kick things off.
Is this a road trip, or are you guys about to board a flight? How is this working for the announcing team?
We are actually driving it. It's not that long of a drive from Blacksburg for us. So the rest of our crew, are my spotter, Carter, he's flying out of Dulles, and Johnny, our other person on our crew, is flying out of Richmond. But we're just making the drive. We've got the SUV loaded up.
I'm going to guess there's going to be big Hokie representation there. I think it's about 6-hour drive from Blacksburg to Nashville. What are we expecting in the stands as far as the Hokies?
I agree. I think it will be a pro-Virginia Tech crowd tomorrow. Vanderbilt is remodeling its stadium, so I think a lot of their fans want to come in and take a look at it just because they spent a lot of money over there to remodel. They've added their one end zone facility that I'm actually eager to see as well, because that stadium is, you know, it's an older stadium, and they've spent a lot of money to make it look nicer. But yes, I do think it'll be a pro-Tech crowd.
Yep. I know so many people are going, including myself, Bill.
Nice. So we're going to see you on Broadway tonight?
I'll be on Broadway. It depends on when I get there. I'm hearing my flight's delayed already, so it kind of depends on when
I get
there.
And he likes to go to bed early, too, Bill. So I don't like, if you're out late, I wouldn't expect to see him out late
tonight. Well, Bill's got to get up early, too. 11 a.m. kick tomorrow.
Yeah, we go to Central Time Zone for the game. You know, we've got a great schedule this year. We've got road games.
Yep.
We got road games in Nashville and Miami and San Francisco. It's going to be a fun few weeks. You're traveling all over the place. But Nashville's a really good place to do just about anything, and I'm looking forward to being over here.
All right, so let's talk about – we had Coach Pry on last week, I think, and he's obviously very high on this team. They return a bunch of starters. I think at one point it was 21 of 22. Maybe it's 20 of 22. Add some guys in the portal who are going to be starters as well. You get Allie Jennings back because he got hurt in that Purdue game, which crushed them. I mean, the receivers are healthy with Felton and Lane and Jennings. And then, of course, it's all about drones, Kyron Drones. Didn't complete a high percentage of passes last year, but
no turnovers.
Didn't turn the ball over, and he ran for 10 touchdowns. So he's the typical dual threat QB. Do you think he's going to get better as a passer this year?
You know, I think the one thing that they've asked him not to do is lose games. You know, his percentage wasn't good, but his efficiency was in terms of his TD to interception ratio. He threw 17 touchdowns and only 3 picks. And he's good at throwing the ball away and not taking sacks. And he's just such a good runner. And he's legit. He spent the summer working out with some really good quarterbacks, Shedeur Sanders of Colorado, and Cam Sexton down in Miami, and they spent the whole summer down there working out in Coral Gables, and he came back a even stronger guy. I think he's got a chance to have a really, really good season for Virginia Tech. You're right. It all starts with the QB, and we haven't had a guy like this guy in, I'd say, 20 years at Virginia Tech, so I'm excited to see him play.
Mm-hmm. Do you think they're a little ahead of schedule or about where you expected in Pry's third season here?
You know, year three is always such a big year for coaches, but the portal has really accelerated things. You guys know that, you know, Ollie Jennings was in the portal. You know, Drones was a portal guy. Bashel Tootin, the tailback, he's a portal guy. And they did a really nice job. You know, Aeneas Peoples played for Duke the last couple of years, was an all-conference, all-ACC defensive tackle. He's going to start tomorrow for Virginia Tech. And it's the ultimate free agent signing.
Mm-hmm.
Kelvin Gilliam from Oklahoma is going to play tomorrow for Virginia Tech. You know, this guy, you know, last year he's playing for the Sooners, and now he's going to play tomorrow for Tech. And I think that we saw that last year a little bit as well. You guys know Antoine Powell Ryland transferred into Virginia Tech from Florida, had 9.5 sacks. And I think they've done a really nice job. They're not building the team through the portal as hard as, say, Florida State has done or even what Colorado has done. But they picked and choose some really interesting guys that had a tie to Virginia or a tie to Pry or someone on the staff that they already knew him, and I really like what they've done. So if you're asking me if they're ahead of schedule, probably, but at the same time, there's some quick fixes out there if you can win in the portal, and I think they've done that.
Just looking at like the first month, where obviously Vanderbilt tomorrow down there in Nashville, Marshall, Old Dominion on the road, all right? It's obviously not easy to go on the road, especially since we lost to them a couple of years ago, but we're much better now. And then Rutgers at home, and Rutgers coached well. Greg Schiano coaches well, got a pretty good defense usually. But I feel like that's a good start. I mean, that's a good schedule to start in the first month, because those two home games, Marshall and Rutgers, I think you got to win those. So how are you feeling about the first month?
if they stay healthy, I think they'll be good. They'll probably be favored in each of those games. Oh, so yeah. You like your chances. I mean, they're probably going to be favored in just about, I don't know, maybe 10 or 11 games anyway. I think that they got a chance to have a really nice season if they can stay healthy. You know, you guys know last year against average defensive lines, they had big offensive numbers. If you look at the Syracuse game or Pitt or BC or UVA, you know, they were putting up 500. BC game, what, 600 yards? They ran the ball. But when they played their really good teams, when they played Florida State, when they played Louisville, the NC State game, they had a hard time moving those guys. So I think that my question, like, it's really what I want to see tomorrow, like, because the whole offensive line is back.
Right.
They're good, but can they take that next step? Because that makes a difference. Because you guys mentioned they got the receivers, they got the back, they got the quarterback. If the O-line can get good push against good teams, and we're going to find out, because there's some good defensive lines. I mean, Vanderbilt's not a great – we know Vanderbilt what it is, but they are an SEC team, and they compete against SEC teams every week. So they're going to see a good defensive front tomorrow in Nashville, and I want to see what they can do. I think, you know, Vanderbilt's got a quarterback, the Diego Pavia kid who transferred in.
Yeah, he can run.
Really, really good, yeah. So, you know, I don't know that this is – it's not the same Vandy team that was 2-10 a year ago, because they did the same thing. I mean, they went to the portal and got a bunch of new players. So I'm really excited to see how the Hokies play tomorrow. And it's just great. I love college football. It's Labor Day weekend. There's some great games in our league tomorrow. A bunch of ACC-SEC games tomorrow. We've got one in Nashville. There's one, a big one down in Gainesville with the Canes. Big one in Georgia with Clemson visiting Georgia. So it's a big ACC-SEC day tomorrow.
Yeah, how are you feeling about the Hokies kind of stacked up against the rest of the conference? You mentioned the schedule, and I think the schedule is favorable. You know, it really is.
I don't know who the best team in the ACC is.
Yeah, like, it's gonna be a toss up. I do believe, especially after seeing what Georgia Tech did to Florida State.
It may be Georgia Tech. I don't know. I mean, I watched NC State last night, and they really struggled with Western Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
I was shocked at that. And they've got a new quarterback, the Grayson McCall kid, transferred in from Coastal Carolina. I thought NC State would come out blazing, and they didn't. You know, Florida State, at the end of the day, Florida State and Miami have so many good players that at the end of when we're talking in December, we might go, yeah, Florida State, they messed up against Georgia Tech and Ireland in week zero, but they ended up being great. It could happen.
Mm-hmm.
But as of today, I don't know who the best team in our league is. That's what I'm saying. It might be the Hokies.
Oof.
Ooh, that's good.
Hope you're right.
I'd love to hear that.
All right. Hey, safe travels, Bill. See you down there, man. Have a good weekend.
You too. Yeah, hope your flight gets in on time, and we'll see you on Broadway, or if not, at the stadium tomorrow morning.
All right, yes, sir.
Thanks, Bill.
Good hearing from you.
Bye-bye.
Have you actually hooked up with Bill on one of these trips?
No, I haven't.
You got to go up there. So yeah, why don't you go up there into the...
He's invited me into the studio.
Yeah, you should do that. Your kids would like that.
I'm tailgating with the kids. You know, I'm out there. It's hard to get up there.
I went there like at halftime or something. Like in the radio booth. That's one of my greatest memories of my dad.
I got to do that this year. I got to do that.
I took him in there. He loved it.
Real quick, we're going to hook up caller number 10. Our very popular caller number 10 game at 800-636-1067 with some tickets to go see Jason Aldean, Highway Desperado Tour 2024. It's tonight, Friday, August 30th, Jiffy Lube Live. Tickets on sale now. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com/events. So don't call if you can't go. If you can go, call.
The show is tonight. So don't have plans and call now. And you can win instead of buying tickets.
Go see
Jason Aldean, then you can go to see the CEO.
That's correct.
I'm a fan.
All those things.
You can see the pictures and the video on our Instagram, Sports Junkies Radio. We're out of here. Be Mitch and Finley next here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.